Knowledge Province presents the world's political hotspots on the Golden Triangle.
In May 1991, three men met in China's capital, Beijing, to discuss one of the most important issues facing the world today. How could they stem the flow of illicit narcotics from Southeast Asia's Golden Triangle through southern China and onto the world market? Increasing amounts of heroin, mainly from the Burman sector of the Golden Triangle, were moving through China on their way to Hong Kong, Shanghai, and other coastal cities. From there, drugs were being shipped to the United States, Australia, and Western Europe. According to narcotics officials, more than half of all the heroin seized in the United States, and as much as 80% of the heroin available in New York City, has originated in the Golden Triangle. The meeting in Beijing had been organized by Giorgio Giacomelli, executive director of the United Nations International Drug Control Program. Surely he intended it to be a milestone in the battle against drug trafficking from Southeast Asia to the West. His UN agency had stated a few months before the official signing ceremony in Beijing,
"Consultations are going on between Burma, Thailand, and the United Nations Fund for Drug Abuse Control in identifying activities to combat trafficking across the common border. The Chinese authorities have also expressed strong support for the sub-regional strategy. In respect of actions to combat trafficking, they express their willingness to strengthen drug information exchange, to cooperate on drug case investigation, and to carry out joint operations."